Reigning two-time Entertainers of the Year, Daly and Vincent, had two projects eligible for awards this year, so it's not surprising that the group tops the list of nominees with 10 chances to win. Their CD, Daly and Vincent Sings the Statler Brothers, is a bluegrass tribute to the famed country quartet, and it earned them an Album of the Year nomination. The song Elizabeth is up for Song of the Year, and this new version of the classic country hit Susan, Once You Tried is a pretty good example of why the group is also up for Vocal Group of the Year.
There's never been a woman who can make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she tried.
In addition to Daly and Vincent, the IBMA Vocal Group of the Year nominees are Blue Highway, the Gibson Brothers, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and Russell Moore and Third Time Out. Russell Moore and his group have received the honor 7 times between 1994 and 2000, and the nominations cap a big comeback for the group. 2009 saw the band releasing their first album of new material in 5 years, and that self-titled release earned the group 6 IBMA nominations, including Album of the Year, a Male Vocalist of the Year nod for Russell Moore, and a Song of the Year nomination for Hard Rock Mountain Prison Till I Die.
Deep in the Blue Ridge Mountain, Mom and Dad pray all alone for a wayward son who never will come home. I can hear Daddy say supper time off the pages Mama sing, but when daylight breaks all I'm gonna hear is my 9-pound hammer ring. I can see the autumn leaves a-falling round our cabin door, and Daddy plowing in the fields of home where I will walk no more. One day I'll be free and over prison walls I'll fly, but it's Hard Rock Mountain Prison till I die.
Other multi-award nominees this year include Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper, Sam Bush, and the Grascals, each up for 5 IBMA awards. Michael Cleveland is the 7-time Fiddle Player of the Year winner, and if he wins this year, he'll match Stuart Duncan's 8-year record. Sam Bush and the Grascals find themselves competing against each other in several categories, including Album of the Year and Instrumental Recorded Performance. The Grascals are also nominated for Recorded Event of the Year for their duet with Hank Williams Jr. on I'm Blue, I'm Lonesome. Recorded Event of the Year is really a fancy way of saying a song by artists who don't usually perform together.
The lonesome side of a train goodbye makes me want to stop and cry.
Sam Bush's latest CD is Circles Around Me, and it's one of the 5 up for the IBMA's Album of the Year honor. The Ballad of String Bean and Estelle, which is based on the 1973 murder of Grand Ole Opry star String Bean Aikman and his wife, is nominated for Song of the Year.
On Ridgetop, Tennessee in 1973, the Brown Boys killed String Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown Boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pay.
The IBMA will also be inducting 2 more members into their Hall of Fame September 30th. They are the late Louise Scruggs, the pioneering female business manager of Flatten Scruggs and the wife of banjo legend Earl Scruggs, and also the multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter John Hartford, who passed away in 2001. In addition to being a fine fiddle and banjo player, John Hartford recorded more than 30 albums, won Grammy Awards in 3 different decades, decades and wrote one of the most popular songs of all time, Gentle on My Mind. The 2010 International Bluegrass Music Awards will be handed out at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville on September 30th. The award show will be broadcast on VOA's Roots and Branches program the following week. I'm Catherine Cole.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever changing.